Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew 5, verse 6. Jesus is giving his message, what's referred to as a Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." I had to ask myself, you know, when's the last time I've really been hungry for food or thirsty for drink? And, you know, most of us in America, thankfully, have never had to really hunger at a deep, deep level, you know, because there's always something that we can find. But I thought about thirst. I thought, you know, I have definitely been so thirsty, you know, maybe out on a long run on a hot summer day or some athletic endeavor where when I get back, there is no distraction getting in my way. There's only one thing, no substitutes. I have to have water. And I was thinking, when's the last time I've truly hungered and thirsted for righteousness like that? And it brought me to, I was reading in John verses 26 and 27. I'm going to paraphrase. But Jesus is talking to this group, this crowd that's come to him. And this is the day after he fed the 5,000 with a few loaves and fishes. And Jesus said, "Listen, hey, you're not coming to seek me for who I am. You're seeking me because of the miracle I did yesterday of how I fed the 5,000 because you ate and you were filled." And reminded me of words that a guy shared in a men's Bible study. He said, God wants you to love him, not for what he can do for you, but for who he is. Yes, he wants to shower us with good things, but he wants us to yearn for him, to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And Jesus said to them that came seeking him because of the loaves and fish, he says, "Listen, do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which is Son of Man, which Jesus can give us." And he goes on, he say in John 6:35, "And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never thirst." And so God's speaking to me this morning. This is just a personal thing for me that I have gotten out of the habit of first thing in the Word oftentimes. Too often with my phone right by my side in the morning, I roll over as I'm waking up and my excuse is, well, I want to give God the best. So I'm rolling over and I'm looking at my phone. Okay, what's the major news? Any breaking news? Any messages that I need to respond to that you know, may be urgent? And I just sense God this morning saying, Josh, it's time to just get back to first thing. Disciplining yourself to be able to put the curiosity aside and to hunger and thirst after righteousness. So again, that's just for me, but I'm excited about just crying out to God, help me to hunger and thirst at a deeper level for you. And realizing that nothing else will satisfy. The world has so many things it wants to offer, so many things competing with our, you know, so that we get to the feast and we're not hungry and we're not thirsty because we've had all this junk, right? Junk food in the way. So I'm just praying that God help us hunger and thirst after righteousness. And let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. And if you want to download my podcast on iTunes, it's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark, or you go to my blog, beacatalyst.com. God bless.